at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm visiting with George Hackman with SipCam Advan, and I want to, first of all, George, have you tell me a little bit about this company and the kinds of products that you're producing.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we are SipCam Advan. We are based out of Durham, North Carolina. We have a full lineup of traditional type chemistries, fungicides, herbicides, in the chlorothalonil business, the atrazine business, metolachlor business. One of the areas where we're moving into now is we're looking at biorational products. These are some of the, called organic. They have a lot of different names that people use. But basically what they are is they're living organisms that we take from one part of the soil and develop into a product where it can be applied to combat specific pests in agriculture and in turf and ornamental. A couple of the products that we're working with right now is Contans. Is one, which is a soybean product, basically a white mold product for soybeans and dry beans, canola, sunflowers. Up in the upper part of the Midwest, we're having good success with that in combating white mold. What it is, basically, it's a fungus that eats a white mold fungus is what it does. So that offers us an opportunity to have products on the market that are basically safe for the environment, safe for the users. They require less labeling restrictions and requirements, so they can be brought to market easier. But performance has to be there, and that's one of the areas where we're seeing the very positive aspects is that the products that we do have, Actinagro, AG, and Contans, actually are very good products from the biorational standpoint in that their success rate has been very good. Basically, they're a living organism that is after other living organisms is what it does. So if the concept is different, one of the things that you will find with these products is that when they are applied, they're probably as weak as they're ever going to be. And as the season develops, they get stronger because they multiply and you get more bang for your buck because they just continue to grow in the soil medium. So it's kind of converse of conventional chemistries. When you put conventional chemistry on, it's as strong as it's ever going to be when you put it on because then the half-life and it starts breaking down. So these products, we're seeing... The end user of food products and on turf and ornamental, the safety factor comes into play. There's a lot of question on chemistries, whether they're, how much is enough. And with these biorational products, we don't have those issues because they're not harming the environment. They're not doing anything detrimental to the end user, basically. And so these things are interesting. For the future, and we're discovering new products. There's several companies getting into the business, a lot of different products out there. Some of them perform pretty well. Some of them perform not maybe what they live up to. But one of the things we tried to concentrate on is that we want products that work because our goal is to make the grower money from the standpoint that we're going to improve yield, offer less problems in the field, and this is what we're after with these biorational products.
So you're reaching a pretty comprehensive market in terms of the commodities and the you mentioned turf and ornamental. How about from a distribution standpoint? What kind of system are you working through where people can, on a local basis or whatever, find out more and be in touch with
you? Yeah, very good. We work basically in agriculture and in the turf and ornamental. There are various wholesalers or dealers or distributors, and we work through the majority of those. So if you have a farm store on the corner, chances are our products are available from their supplier. I mean, we do basically work with all the wholesalers And, you know, many of them are direct retail situations also. So that's basically how we work through it, is through the distribution network of what has been set up and what, you know, it's basically a traditional distribution network for ag chemical products or ag products, seed, whatever, same type thing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's George Hackman with SipCam Advan. Learning a little bit more about the company here at the NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.